Right, 500 yards from the tower. The crash and roar returned. I remembered the rebel horde, relentless like the sea, wave after wave, smashing upon unyielding cliffs of defenders. I recalled the feuding taken, their fey and fell deaths, the wild and terrible sorceries. It was a battle of battles, was it not? I did not turn as she joined me. It was. I never did it justice. They will sing of it. She glanced up. Stars had begun to appear. In the twilight her face seemed pale and strained. Never before had I seen her in any but the most self-possessed mood. What is it? Now I did turn, and saw a group of soldiers some distance away, watching, either awed or aghast. I have performed a divination. Several, in fact, for I did not get satisfactory results. And? Perhaps I got no results at all. I waited. You do not press the most powerful being in the world. That she was on the verge of confiding in a mortal was stunning enough. All is flux. I divined 3 possible futures. We are headed for a crisis, a history-shaping hour. I turned slightly toward her. Violet light shaded her face. Dark hair tumbled down over one cheek. It was not artifice, for once, and the impulse to touch, to hold, perhaps to comfort, was powerful. 3 futures. 3. I could not find my place in any. What do you say at a moment like that? That maybe there was an error? You accuse the lady of making a mistake. In one, your deaf child triumphs, but it is the least likely chance, and she and all hers perish gaining the victory. In another, my husband breaks the grasp of the grave and re-establishes his domination. That darkness lasts 10,000 years. In the third vision, he is destroyed forever and all. It is the strongest vision, the demanding vision. But the price is great. Are there gods, Croker? I never believed in gods. I don't know, lady. No religion I ever encountered made any sense. None are consistent. Most gods are megalomaniacs and paranoid psychotics, by their worshippers' description. I don't see how they could survive their own insanity. But it's not impossible that human beings are incapable of interpreting a power so much greater than themselves. Maybe religions are twisted and perverted shadows of truth. Maybe there are forces which shape the world. I myself have never understood why, in a universe so vast, a god would care about something so trivial as worship or human destiny. When I was a child, my sisters and I had a teacher. Did I pay attention? You bet your sweet ass I did. I was ears from my toenails to the top of my pointy head. A teacher? Yes. He argued that we are the gods, that we create our own destiny, that what we are determines what will become of us. In a peasant-like vernacular, we all paint ourselves into corners from which there is no escape simply by being ourselves and interacting with other selves. Interesting. Well, yes, there is a god of sorts, Croker.